Hello, I'm Bob McGrath, a psychologist who works in the University Health Services on campus. One of my strong areas of interest is meditation. I've done and taught various forms of meditation for many years. I know many people who have expressed an interest in learning meditation. I hope you will consider joining the many who meditate on a regular basis. I'd like to introduce you to some basic information regarding meditation. The site will be connected to audios of various forms of meditation. First, the benefits. Meditation has numerous benefits. It leads to peace and tranquility, improves mood and health. Actually, there are so many benefits of meditation that I will post them on the UHS website rather than list them here. There are many different forms of meditation, with many opinions about many aspects of the practice, including how to hold your hands, whether to have your eyes open or closed, the best time to practice, and so on. I'll list some recommendations. My strongest recommendation is to try some different types and determine which variation feels best to you. One of the most consistent recommendations relates to posture and sitting position. The primary encouragement is to sit straight up, spine erect, but not rigid. With your chin slightly tucked in, you can sit in a chair or cross-legged on a pillow on the floor if comfortable. Many encourage a full lotus position on a pillow if possible. Finding the position in which you can stay comfortable for 10 to 20 minutes or more is the most important. An important variation is whether you keep your eyes open, closed, or partially closed. Most find closing eyes leads to less distraction. If more comfortable with your eyes open, focus on a spot on a wall or on the floor about 6 feet away. There are many variations on how to hold your hands. The most common are to set your hands on your legs by your knees, facing upward, with your thumb touching your first two fingers, or to have one hand resting on top of the other between your legs with your palms facing up. Many like to loosen up before meditation, perhaps rolling your head, shoulders, incorporating Qigong or other methods of moving meditation in the start of your meditation is a preferred and recommended by many. Focusing on your breath is a core of most meditation practices. Common practices are counting your breaths for a period, followed by not counting. Another practice is focusing on where you notice your breathing. You might notice as it flows in and out of your nose, or the movement of your chest, or your abdomen. Bring your attention to the sensations of breathing in one of those areas. The most common is focusing on the movement of your abdomen. Focus on your inhale, then you pause, and then your exhale. Consider using a mantra, a repeated phrase that connects your breathing pattern, or a repeated phrase like breathing in, I calm the body and mind, breathing out, I smile. Another strong recommendation regarding meditation is to make meditation a regular practice. Benefits of meditation increase significantly when meditation is done on most days. Some other recommendations: pick a specific quiet place to practice, not using the same area in which you study, exercise, sleep, do computer work, etc. Pick a time of the day. Many suggest first thing in the morning before your mind is filled with thoughts and to-do lists. Many others suggest doing meditation later in the day as a time to let go of those many thoughts. Others suggest before lunch or dinner. Better to meditate before a meal or 1 hour after a meal so you don't feel sluggish because your energy is going toward digestion. But it's best to find the time that works best for you. Select a time you can meditate on a consistent basis. And if possible, meditate the same time every day. Once your body gets used to meditating at a particular time, it will adjust itself to going inward at that time. At first, meditate for short periods until the pattern of meditation becomes easier. Many start with 10 minutes, building to 15 to 20 minutes, many do 30 minutes, and many do more extended periods of meditation. Doing many meditations is focusing on your breathing for a few moments before a class or before studying, while you're waiting for an elevator, etc. The biggest challenge in meditation is letting go of thoughts. Thoughts aren't the enemy. Don't fight your thoughts. Just let them go. Sort of indicating to yourself that might be an important issue, but now is not the time to think about it. Or thinking. The thought comes, just notice and let it go. Return your attention to your breathing. With any frustration regarding thoughts, distractions, just return your focus to your breathing. Anytime your mind becomes agitated, thought-oriented, or drowsy, go back to focusing on the cycles of your breathing. The benefit of meditation is that with practice, this capability to refocus extends to non-meditative situations. Having a few moments of gratitude at the end of your meditation can be great. Few last thoughts. Don't judge your meditation. Just experiment. Try different positions, different types. See which one works best for you. The bottom line, find a meditation technique that suits you and that you practice regularly.